Station.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
That's right. It's 8:52. Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is The Shake Joint. We're normally on Sunday mornings 8 to 11. But this week, we are in for the morning musers who are taking a well-deserved vacation. And we will honor their normal 8:50 Tuesday benchmark. That is the biggest show coming to town. Coming up at 9:10, we have Gordo's Corner. Or actually, just the corner, because Gordo, of course, is not here. Then we'll do some Rangers at 9:30. But we got to talk about the biggest five shows, five candidates this week, and it's brought to you by Jer.
GranadaTheater.com.
All right.
That's a website.
So we have five.
You like websites?
Love websites.
Them. Hubs, tubes, hamsters.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
All of them.
We'll take all. Friday, Grand Prairie at the Verizon Theater. David Gray.
Rambler.
This is the moistest music.
This is love.
Oh my God.
This is the sound of a male sexual reproductive organ being cut off. This is actually the sound of that.
This sucks. This sucks.
I have a vocal question.
We
always talk about How Mow voice. Does this qualify or is this something totally different?
No, this is reverse How Mow voice. This is reverse Alice in Chains.
Well, David Gray, of course, exploded onto the scene back in the late 90s, early aughts with his, I guess, the best record of his career in White Ladder. And
You know that?
That's the only frame of reference that I have for David Gray, because after that, I'm not really familiar with much he's done after the fact. But White Ladder had, of course, the big hit Babylon, which I'm sure we probably have at the ready. And honestly, when it came out, that was a pretty good radio song. It was in that, you know, late 90s, early aughts, mix 102.9.
Oh, this is a disastrous time for our country.
I absolutely hate this song.
I hate it, too.
And I don't really generally hate songs. Right. I don't even form much of an opinion. I don't care. And I don't even know why, but this song just bugged the hell out of me from day one.
Is it that little guitar pop right
there? No, it's the whole thing. It's the fact that it reminds me of Sixpence None the Richer and their music. Also, let me say this. Not a fan of any artists from England.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Whoa.
Sorry, Radiohead?
Yeah.
That's
the Beatles?
Not the Beatles. I'm out.
You're out?
That's why people hate you, Jake.
Radiohead is a good exception. I do enjoy some Radiohead, but
okay,
I don't. I'm
gee,
not,
thanks.
That's about it.
Led Zeppelin?
Not for me.
Come on, dude. Really?
And not for me.
You've given them an honest chance?
Yeah, and I have their albums. I mean, there was a time, just not into it. And don't even ask me about Pink Floyd. Don't do it. We've been through this.
We're gonna do a fight on this one, I think.
Yeah.
I'm an American.
Jer and I are Floydians.
I'm an American, you know? It's my whole deal.
Well, this was a big American hit. Yeah. David Gray going to be at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie
Friday
night.
Brought to you by Summer's Eve.
Also on Friday, at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Merle Haggard, who I saw open for Bob Dylan back in 06, and he blew Bob Dylan out of the water that day.
I was at that tour. I went to the one in Bricktown, Oklahoma City. And you're right. Bob was not in good shape.
And for his advanced age, he still sounds terrific. I mean, he's got a tremendous backing band. And look, it's not like he's coming out with new albums or anything. He's not trying to reinvent the wheel. But, I mean, I'm talking a number of hits. You know, Mama Tried, Okie from Muskogee.
He's not dropping an EDM album.
No, nothing like that. But how old is he now?
78.
78 years old, Merle Haggard.
Yep.
This might be worth going to.
It's Billy Bob's. It's worth it.
Well, I love when the 97s cover this in the middle of their concert.
Sure.
They let Murray sing.
How much blowback do I get for saying I've never been to Billy Bob's?
In general, the only thing is just that I would have figured someone would have tried to take you just when you came here first.
No, yeah, they've tried. I just...
You should have gone
I don't
to that...
make that run that much.
You should have gone to that Sturgill Simpson show.
That's that a big regret. I regret.
That
yes.
was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a look. It's a historic site. You can go there and have a bad time, and you can go there and have a great time. It's
I generally
the
have
crowd
good times.
The crowd is pretty insane.
No, I gotta go.
It's a rowdy spot.
You tell me.
You can sleep on my couch.
I'll be there
with my dog again.
I have.
He's done that.
I've slept with your dog before.
Okay, fair enough.
Billy Bob's Friday night. Merle Haggard. Saturday at Barksfield Park in Flower Mound. Still kicking around and still driving Gordo and Jub crazy. It's 38 Special. Classic rock standards from 38 Special. Now, I'm assuming your folks, Jake, growing up, probably rolled lots of ZPS and classic rock.
You would be incorrect.
Really?
What was playing around the...
What was in the Kemp household?
The Kemp houses.
Well, NWA?
My mom listened to... modern country of the 90s.
A lot of Garth Brooks.
My dad listens to, like, Neil Young. And my stepdad, who is 10 years younger than my dad, listens to Van Halen.
Yes.
What about Van Hagar?
Totally in on Van Hagar to a greater degree than regular Van Halen. I was never exposed to this sort of thing. But I don't hate 38 Special, other than the fact that these are two different songs that sound exactly the same.
Yeah, the beginning... Let's layer those again, Jer, if you don't mind, because it's uncanny. Sounds like a bad cover band trying to play one of these songs.
I don't hate 38 Special.
I like those two songs that you hear on the
What's
radio.
Going on?
Mess.
This is the lemon ice Gatorade of...
of classic rock.
Classic rock.
What do you make of the band that has to play the Suburban Festival at this point? Do you feel like it's just a money grab? That's all it has to be, right?
What does that mean? Like, a money grab? We're going to now put a negative connotation on people trying to do their job? Like, their job's to play. If people will pay them to go play, play.
I just wonder how beaten the Flower Mound...
Oh, it's Verizon or bust for us in 38 Special at this point. Like, do they have to go get financial advisor jobs if they don't want to play Sunflower Fest and... Sanger or whatever? I mean, look.
But you would never attend this, would you?
I would never attend it, but I mean, if 25 years from now, Blink-182 is playing at NRH2O, I'm going to go.
Is Cars?
Yeah, I've been mixing it through the whole
thing. Oh, really? Okay. Just now noticed that. All right, there's 38 Special. God, just, okay. Barksfield Park in Flower Mound Saturday. Also on Saturday at the Southside Music Hall with Dashboard Confessional, Third Eye Blind.
I went out to some festival in Plano a couple years ago called like Suburbia, I think.
A Suburban Fest.
Suburbia, I think.
Was that it?
Yeah. And I only went to go see Run the Jewels the first time they went on tour,
and
which was effing amazing.
Didn't
Third Eye Blind headlined
Alabama
Shakes.
Played,
yeah. But
how was Run the Jewels? Amazing,
dude. I mean, I've seen
them
twice now.
I'm an idiot for missing that.
The one at Trees was way cooler. But anyways, so I remember all these songs and I liked them. I mean, I liked this Third Eye Blind record. I'm not afraid to say that at the time.
I hate the fact that
little Jumper.
Oh yeah.
I wish you would step out from that ledge, my friend. That's a good.
We have that, Jer?
No.
What is this? Semi Charmed Life?
This is the beating.
Yeah, this
single.
Is...
But there were seven or eight songs.
How's
on this
it
album.
Gonna be?
This is like
that's
the high
good
school.
One too.
How's it gonna be?
Losing a whole year.
This
losing
is high school is movie montage music.
Yeah, it is. If you do not want to see me again, I would understand. There was a time whenever this was one of my favorite songs. I'm not gonna afraid to say it. Yeah.
That drum beat they have. Rolling throughout, there's nothing wrong with that.
So here's the thing. I went to go see him at Suburbia, and homeboy was thrown off his ass. Could not finish a lyric. Like, couldn't get to the end of a bar without kind of... Like, he already sounds a little bit wobbly. Like, that's kind of their style. The kind of boozy
that
band.
That time, that place, yeah.
He was smashed. It was not fun.
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind is not really the type of band that has a lot of room for error. So when your singer is hammered, it was a tough watch. But LP and Killer Mike made up for it.
They released Out of the Vein in 2003, and then Ursa Major in 2009. And apparently, their fifth studio album, Dopamine, was released this year in 2015, but I'll never know that because the only songs you hear from them are the ones we played in this segment. Come on, Jake.
Anyone knows what they're doing here.
Look, there's nothing wrong with this album. Have fun out there. Dashboard Confessional might be the bigger story.
Yeah.
Boy, there was a day. Oh, my
Every
God.
Every girl.
Felt
oh, my God.
So many adolescent boobs to Dashboard Confessional.
What's their one
Come
big hit?
Me.
Screaming Infidelities or...
Oh, my God. And even before that, with Further Seems Forever.
Yeah.
Chris, I don't remember his name.
Chris Brown?
No, definitely not Breezy. David, Dashboard Confessional was a big, big deal for a couple years. What's his name? Chris Caraba.
There you go. Okay.
The dude with the arm tats.
Yes.
Very emo.
Oh, they're quintessential emo band. They were the biggest, just soft.
And this was towards the end of the run of MTV playing
all the
videos.
Time.
Like, I still remember Dashboard videos.
Oh, my God, that delivery.
I don't think I've ever heard this in my life, and I don't think I've ever heard of Dashboard Confessional.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, this one I'm not going to bat for like I did Third Eye Blind. This is terrible, and I'm embarrassed that I ever liked it. And I really didn't, and here's why.
You knew girls that liked it,
Well,
though.
I was told that they were loosely a Christian band, which at that time I'm like, ugh.
I'm young Jake. I'm out on God.
But all their songs were about getting dumped.
What every song ever is about.
This is also late 90s high school movie music soundtrack.
All right, what else
American
we got?
High.
And our fifth and final biggest show coming to town this week at the Levitt Pavilion in Arlington, Sunday, Austin's own, the Band of Heathens.
Okay, I liked this. I think I saw it was an ACL or something they were at last year. I think Machine might have actually been the one that turned me on to this. I'm not sure how big they are, but
I think they're an indie
I like
darling
what I have.
Still. I think they've made some inroads on the national scene. They had an Austin City Limits in 2009. Which, if you're playing Austin City Limits and you're televised via PBS, you made it to a certain level. I know Lindsay from sales is really all behind this concert this coming weekend.
Oh, there's no doubt that this is yuppie music to the core.
This is a Lindsay Corby.
Like, I think of this band, and I imagine Corby and flip-flops kind of doing that weird white guy dance. Dude, Corby a weird white guy dance.
Like, he'll just keep his feet in place and just shake the hips.
Yeah.
The widespread panic shuffle.
Like hands up during, like, really high parts where he just sort of backs
to hone that thing perfectly.
Yeah,
though.
That is.
It's all like, in the hips.
I'm not saying that me at a rap concert is better.
What do you go with, like, kind of a one-hand?
I've seen Jake at a concert. He's sort of back and forth bobbing, kind of a...
Jeez, that's the safest thing to go with. Just sort of back and forth with whatever the beat is.
Right, yeah.
Just go with that at any concert you're ever at.
Maybe shake the head at some
point.
Yeah,
dude,
I usually don't rap along to lyrics, but I was screaming every word of Run the Jewels in everyone that was there's face. That was the first time I felt comfortable, like, really going in. Not so much on the Killer Mike parts. As we were, you know, of the 5% of White Walkers in the building that night, we had to tone it down.
Well, I'm sure you can do that with Third Eye Blind Saturday at Southside Music Hall.
Band of Heathens hippie tour after Arlington goes to Park City, Utah, Denver, Telluride, Seattle.
My God, no stopping Orem while they're in
Seattle,
Utah.
Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Oh, yeah. Bainbridge.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of pot on that tour.
That's as hippie as it gets.
Right. It does. All right, let's vote. We have David Gray, Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie on Friday. Merle Haggard at Billy Bob's Friday in Fort Worth. You have 38 Special at Barksfield Park in Flower Mound Saturday. Also Saturday at the Southside Music Hall. It's Third Eye Blind with Dashboard. And you have Band of Heathens at the Levitt Pavilion in Arlington Sunday. Let's start the voting with big, strong Jeremy Moran.
Biggest show, I guess, is Merle Haggard.
All right, and we can move on to our producer, Mike Soroy.
You've been asked to be reminded that Merle and Willie just had a new album like a month ago that was number one.
Well, all right.
Okay, yeah.
Django and Jimmy.
Yeah, I remember the Hardline playing that.
But that means nothing to me, so give me a Band of Heathens.
go to the ticket ticker room. Eli Jordan, what's your vote?
As much as I'd like to see Merle over at Billy Bob's, Third Eye Blind is so freaking high school wheelhouse for me. Give me Third Eye Blind. Yes.
All right, so
just on his way to be O-line practice.
I was a quarterback, sir.
Whoa, come on. Before I hit the sled, I got to hop out this Cybertron kind of life.
Eli looks like a pulling guard.
On the CD. You got to burn CDR you just hit from Kazaa.
He is the tickets pulling guard, isn't he?
He really is.
My bear share crashed last night.
All right, so one vote for Merle Haggard, one vote for Third Eye Blind, and one vote for Band of Heathens. It goes to Jacob Kemp.
Look, I think we're about to default on this debt like Greece by not being able to strike an accord, because while I hate him and I would instantly trade his life for like a bag of chips, David Gray at Verizon is a huge show compared to the rest of these. David Gray will be the biggest show coming to town this week.
I think you overrate where he is, because I'll have the deciding vote, and that is Third Eye Blind.
Wow.
Southside Music Hall.
Let us know how drunk they are. All right, that's it.